This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Parenting is hard enough as it is, much less during the coronavirus pandemic. Schools and childcare centers are closed, and many people are working from home, meaning families may be bumping up against each other more than usual. The Parenting Assistance Line is a nonprofit housed at the University of Alabama. It's intended to provide help or just a listening ear to frustrated parents and caregivers. I spoke with parent resource specialist Amy Walker, and she says they're starting to see an increase in calls.
We're getting calls about parental stress, about how to deal with their children, because now parents are not only being parents, but they're being teachers also. They're having to institute something that they probably are not very comfortable doing, and so they're having to learn how to handle getting the information that their child's teacher has given them to their children. So parents are dealing with things that they've never had to deal with before, and the stress levels are going up.
How is that different from the calls that you might have gotten before this hit? I mean, what had been the typical sort of issues you would get?
Well, before this coronavirus came around, we got calls about, an example would be a potty training issues or feeding issues with an infant or discipline issues with an adolescent. We still get calls about everything.
You're getting more calls based on stress, given the circumstances. But how do you advise someone in this moment? Because they are such unusual circumstances, not what we're used to dealing with.
That's a hard one. Something as simple as making sure your kids are in a routine, making sure they have the normal everyday routines they used to always do, but then incorporating the new routines that they have of doing everyday schoolwork. I do know some teachers are recommending that they only allow their children to do 2 hours per day of actual schoolwork. I have one mom that she said, you know, my kids, they can't sit at the kitchen table and do schoolwork all day long. And I said, well, please don't expect them to do that, because at school they're not sitting at their desk all day long. They're getting up after 20 minutes of math and they're going to the library or they're going out to the playground. So they're doing different things, and parents need to realize that. So I encourage parents to have, number one, have a routine. Number two, if the routine gets out of whack a little bit, that's okay. Life is going to go on and your kids are going to still learn.
I guess from your end, have you had to make changes or approach things differently because of the circumstances we're in, or anticipating having to do that?
The main thing that we're trying to get across to parents is it's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to call somebody and need somebody to talk to, and that's what we're here for. But also just making sure that our people that are on the line can kind of guide them in the right direction of where to go if they need help, say, with utility bills, because a lot of people aren't getting a paycheck right now. So I have a feeling maybe those calls will start to increase when the bills start piling up.
I know we're in times of great stress and a lot of uncertainty, but are there any calls that have left you smiling?
Oh, gosh. Well, this has been a while ago. I had someone call me about Coach Saban. I think because we're affiliated with the university, he felt like I could get some message to Coach Saban. But we do get calls that warm my heart of repeat callers. They'll call and say, what I tried worked with my child, and thank you for letting me or giving me that suggestion. The repeat callers that call us back and say thank you for being there are the ones that make us happy, especially in today's time, what we've got going on right now.
Amy Walker, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Amy Walker is with the Parenting Assistance Line. It's a phone and online service that offers support to parents.